السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وأكرم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم، صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم، من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم، من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Rahmatul lil Alameen, who is chosen by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the final messenger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be the one who is explaining the Quran. And may peace and blessing be upon his family members, companions, and all those our pious predecessors who preserved this deen, the message of Islam, and continue to transmit, convey this message of Islam generation after generation. May Almighty Allah's peace and blessing be upon all of them. My respected brothers, elders, and sisters in Islam, I remind myself and each and every one of you, and I enjoy every one of you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow His commandments, and live a life with taqwa, with conscience in every single moment, in every single second in your life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and He is observing us. He is controlling every single thing and He is making account of every single action that occurs through our limbs, through us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you and all of us the life of taqwa. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us to reach the month of Ramadan, in month of Ramadan to reach the second Yawmul Jum'ah, and to fulfill one of His commandments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَسَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. O believers, on the day of Yawmul Jum'ah, when the Muaddin call for the prayers, فَسَعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, rush towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave all other businesses. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, leave every single thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you really know, that is the khayr, that is best and goodness in it for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us to respond to His call, to attend the fard of Jum'ah, and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our good deeds. My respected brothers, Ramadan is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given us as a gift. He has given us this month as a mercy. He has given us this month as opportunity. He has given us this month to make up for the rest of the year where we missed out in many things. We are missing out when it comes to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were missing out when it comes to recitation of the Quran. We were missing out when it comes to charity. We were missing out when it comes to building good relationship with one another. We were missing out on many actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have encouraged us. Month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to make it. Allah has given us so that we make, you know, use of this month, make use of this opportunity, and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obtain His mercy, and obtain His forgiveness. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, month of Ramadan is month of mercy. The entire month is month of mercy. Month of Rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, opened His doors of mercy to all of us. And we must try and capitalize it. We must try and make use of it. How unfortunate we're going to be when it is raining, when it's really pouring outside, and you walk in the street. You walk in the street, and then still you miss out of, you know what, a rain, the drop of rain touching your body. It's almost impossible. You walk out, it's raining, it's pouring, and it doesn't make you wet. It is almost impossible. Similarly, you reach the month of Ramadan. You reach the month of Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down His mercy. It is pouring down, right? And you don't get wet with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible. If you don't get wet with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this month, we are the most unfortunate creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most unfortunate creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Jibreel alayhi salam, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending in the minbar, and he made three du'as. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, for all those three du'as. Amongst that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, for the du'a Jibreel alayhi salam said, a person reached the month of Ramadan, and then he is not being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aba'adahu Allah. May Allah distance him. May Allah's curse be upon him. May Allah's, you know, misfortune be upon him. Because such an unfortunate, such a miserable person that he reached the month of Ramadan, but he's not been forgiven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being the category of people who is not going to be forgiven in this month of Ramadan. My dear respected brothers, this is the month of maghfirah, month of forgiveness. In our life, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. He knows as a human being, we will make mistakes. We are sinners. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. As a human being, none of us are perfect. We make mistakes. We forget. And sometimes, because of our emotion, arrogant, for various other reasons, we make mistakes. We wrong one another, and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give preference for our desire, because, you know, we have been, you know, the desires and this worldly life, the worldly materialistic things, it's inviting us towards, you know, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But continuously what happened? We happen to fall into that. We happen to fall into the trap of shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Allah has kept the door of forgiveness open. There's a hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens His arm. That means Allah opens the doors of maghfirah and mercy in the night, so that people who disobeyed Allah, who sinned during the day, to forgive them. This is not only in Ramadan, this is generally right through. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens His arms. Allah opens His doors of mercy and maghfirah during the day to forgive those who have sinned and disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. But my respected brothers, we become so engrossed in our disobedience. We become so engrossed that we don't get the opportunity even to make istighfar, to do tawbah, to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Month of Ramadan is month of maghfirah. The entire month, the every single second is maghfirah. Every single second is maghfirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us, sari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin arduha as-samawati wal ard u'iddat lil muttaqin. Allah is inviting us. He's saying, rush and haste towards maghfirah. Haste towards maghfirah. My respected brothers, the maghfirah is the something that we are in need of. In every moment, that's all what we do. When a brother passes away, in janazah salah, what is the dua we make? Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma ghfir laha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive that person. Forgive that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for different opportunity to forgive. And in Ramadan, when we fast, this is the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. The one who fasts with iman, having firm conviction, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not fasting for any other reason. You know, some people just before Ramadan, they plan, okay, this is a good time to diet. Good time to lose our weight. You know, all those benefits you get it, but your main intention of fasting is iman and muhtisab. Having, you know, firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us. You're fasting only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other reason. The worldly benefit, the physical benefit, the health benefits, all that comes in. That comes along. But our intention should be fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imanan wa ihtisaban. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all our past sins. Allahu Akbar. My dear speaker, every time we fast, we become like a newborn person. That means if we fast, at least one fast with iman and ihtisab, one Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, Allah forgive all our sins. And man qama Ramadan, standing in the night, iman and ihtisaban, in qiyam, in taraweeh, and night prayer, tahajjud, all these are prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have encouraged us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he had made, you know, fasting during the day, farl and sunnah. That's also merciful, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want, yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr, wala yuridu bikumul usr. Allah do not intend hardship on us. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, like fasting is compulsory. If Allah makes the qiyam compulsory in the night, it's a bit difficult sometimes. But Allah made it sunnah. You make some time. You know, try at least pray 10. Try and come and stay in that environment. Listen to the Quran. But he encourages us. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged. And we know the hadith. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was training the ummah, when he was showing what you're supposed to do in the night of Ramadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and he prayed in public. That's why ulama says, Qiyamul layl, tahajjud and taraweeh is two different salah. It comes under the category of qiyam, standing in the night, but taraweeh is a special salah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced in Ramadan. He came and stood in the night and he prayed and the sahaba stood behind him. The day one numbers, the day two numbers increased. The day three, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come out. You know the hadith. He feared. Why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't come? He feared that, you know, what happens if the number increases and people do, if Allah make it compulsory, this becomes hard upon my ummah. Hard upon me. But sahabas didn't give up. They understood. They understood the idea. They continue praying. Allahu Akbar. Behind different imams. They start praying and that was continuing until the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu an, in Masjid al-Nabawi, they prayed in public in jama'ah. As-salatu al-jami'ah, it was called. There's going to be salah in jama'ah, in qiyam. Normally qiyam is encouraged, night prayer, tahajjud, you pray alone. But in Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us this example. So salatu al-taraweeh, something important. Some scholars goes on, say, is sunnah mu'akkada. Now Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's opinion is sunnah mu'akkada. If it's sunnah mu'akkada, if you miss, you must try and make it out. You must try and make it out. It is an emphasized sunnah. And my dear brothers, it is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why He wants us to stand? Because He wants to forgive us. Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanb. He wants to forgive. My respected brothers, you know, as human being, our attitude, we want to discredit someone. That is in nature. You say, okay. Oh, we want to be unique, different from another person. This is the human being, our psychology working that way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arhamur rahimeen, is ghaffar. He doesn't want to discredit anyone. Allah is looking for an opportunity. If He can forgive us through one action done sincerely, that is sufficient. One action is sufficient. That's why in day of Qiyamah, Allah is not going to count our deeds. Our good deeds not going to be counted. It's going to be weighed. Allahu Akbar. Sometime you have one sincere action is sufficient to overpower your entire sin. One sincere action. He expecting us. He wants us to, you know, rush towards the maghfirah. He wants us to get the maghfirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for that. My respected brothers, maghfirah is something that we are in need of. Maghfirah is something, forgiveness is something that we are in need of in every single moment. And when we make istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all our difficulty on this earth. Maghfirah. Istighfar is an act which Allah removes all our difficulty. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا. Definitely Allah is غفار, the most forgiving. And you make istighfar, يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Allah will send down necessary water for your irrigation. I need a water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Our existence, Allah has made it, you know, Allah has made it such way, it is dependent on the water. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah will assist you with wealth and progeny children. It is through istighfar. My respected brothers, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month so that we obtain maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every single day we should make dua. And Yawmul Jum'ah is a special day. There is a connection with Yawmul Jum'ah and with maghfirah. In khutbah, it is upon us, we make not only dua for us, not only maghfirah for us, we supposed to make maghfirah dua for lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Allahu Akbar. For everyone. For everyone. And you know what happens? When we make dua for a brother or sister, bi dhahri al ghaib, no, not in front of him, not, you know, in front of him, behind his back. Now what we do? We don't talk good about a person. Very rarely we talk good about a person behind his back. Mostly we talk bad about a person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to, you know, ask forgiveness and dua for the brother behind his back. When you do that, an angel is making dua. The angel is saying, Allahumma ameen wa laka mislu dhalik. Oh Allah, accept. Oh Allah, accept this person's supplication and grant him similar what he is asking for his brother or sister. My respected brothers, this is a month that we make dua and for maghfirah for every single person in our family, every single person in our community, all the believers, That is, we must make the habit of it, because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. There will be people who come after. What their habit, they will do. But they will say, O Allah, forgive those who pass away before us with iman. Yawmul Jumu'ah is a day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resembled. There will be a similar day in Jannah. Yeah, that will be the marketplace where everyone will come and try to exchange the blessings, try to come to talk to one another. So similarly, we come together in this world. Similarly, we come together in this world as brothers. We come together in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Jannah, inshaAllah, we will come together to congratulate one another. Congratulate one another. And my respected brothers, certain acts, in every single action we do, first promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any good deeds we do, the first promise and the first reward is forgiveness. First promise is forgiveness. Anything, your salah or sadaqah or charity, everything, you name it. Along with the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiveness. And when even Aisha radiallahu anha, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the night of Laylatul Qadr, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I happen to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should I ask? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought as a beautiful dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu. Allahumma innaka afu. Allah, you most forgive. Innaka afu. Afu means, scholars explain beautiful. Afu means is not just forgiving, it's forgiving our sin and replacing with good deeds. Allahu Akbar. You see that? How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is just obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is asking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving him and Allah is rewarding him and replacing with reward. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu. And wallah, you love afu. Fa'afu anhu. Allah, please forgive me. And Allah is requesting us. This is something that Allah is requesting us. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful on you, to forgive you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا فَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive them. وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Turn the page. Safha, فَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Because sometimes what happened, people wrong, people do something to you, you keep reading in the same page, frustration, depression goes on. Forgive that person and turn the page, go on. فَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you like, don't you love that Allah should forgive you? Don't you like, don't you, Allah should forgive you? So my respected brothers, in this Ramadan, we should forgive everyone. Let me conclude. My Ustad Rahimahullah Mawlana Taha Karan, he has visited this community as well. Just before 2 weeks before he passed away, he called on a Zoom call and asked the students to join. Soon as he was diagnosed with having COVID. And then he was advising us and he wanted us to bear witness that he has tried his best to convey, the message of Islam. The ilm, the amana, he has conveyed. He wanted us to be shahid. He said, I tried my best. My entire life, I tried to teach. I dedicated my life in teaching. And he said that, if Allah happened to give me a long, another 10 more years, I will, start compiling, write books now. I have taught you all enough, now I'm going to write it. But then he went on, he said, Allahu Akbar, he said, those who have wronged me, because he had generally when you are a scholar, sometimes people become very personal in exchanging views. He said, I have forgiven everyone. You all bear witness, I have forgiven everyone. So today, every day, anybody does something, in the night, before I go to bed, I have forgiven him, done. But except for one person. You have hurt me so much. But today, I want all of you to bear witness that I forgive him as well. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to forgive everyone. Forgive that person as well. And he wanted us to be bearing witness. My respected brothers, the day that we depart, we shouldn't have grudge against anybody in our heart. We shouldn't forgive, because as human, we all make mistake for one another. In month of Ramadan, we must try and ask forgiveness for one another and forgive one another. And you know, try to maintain a good relationship, because this is a month of rahmah and maghfirah. If we don't rectify our relationship, Allah's mercy, the door of mercy is closed upon us. If we are hurting our parents, al-aqli walidain, not going to be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. If our parents are living, make sure that, you know, we ask forgiveness. Because as children, definitely we have wronged them. Even verbally, Allah says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. They won't say that, but it is our duty to ask forgiveness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to maintain good relationship, family ties with our family members and neighbors. So make, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخُوْ. Make islah, ask forgiveness. Call upon family members, your aunties, uncles, siblings, brothers. Rectified, my dear brothers. We are rushing towards the last 10 nights. It's going, you know, 10 nights is over. Tonight's going to be the 10th night. Allahu Akbar. One third is done. So we need to, you know, forgive one another, rectify our relationship. And this might be our last Ramadan. We do not know. This might be our last Ramadan. Last year, so many brothers and sisters were with us. They are not with us today. This might be our last Ramadan. So make use of this month of Ramadan. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Work hard. Strive. Try to make sure that you make, you know, your qiyam, salatu tarawih properly. Every single day. Don't miss it out. If you miss somewhere, try to listen. Try to do the khatam of the Quran. Try that. You know, make a plan and change in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr. Wa akhir da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.